Here for the third quarter and second half of Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers as Riley Cannon received to begin the third quarter, and they put together a pretty good drive here. It'd be a quick drive that would start at their own 35-yard line with good field position. They would move the ball really just kind of methodically down the field here and didn't have a big play until this one. After Scott City had stopped Riley County on first and 10, the key to stopping Riley County was getting stops on first and 10, making it second long, but that did not faze the Falcons this time as they were able to go up three scores.
Second and 10 Falcons, under 10 to go third quarter, 22-7 Riley County lead. It'd be a direct snap right side to Allen. Scott City squirts through there, but Allen finds a hole, 35-30, cuts it up, 25, inside the 20, breaks through a tackle, 15-10, 5, touchdown. He went right side and then used his juke moves, broke through his tackle with strength, and a 36-yard touchdown run. But it makes this a 28-7 Falcon lead here. With 9:27 to go third quarter, and he made that look pretty easy.
Scott City got Riley County where they wanted him there with the second long, but Nick Allen, after the 36-yard run by Nick Allen, the Riley County Falcons would lead it 28-7. They'd missed a two-point conversion, and that was came with 9:27 to go in the third quarter. Six-play, 65-yard drive for Riley County, taking 2 minutes, 33 seconds. Scott City would go 3-and-out on their opening series of the second half. They would start their own 17 and only make it to their own 20. They'd punt it away, and Riley County would have great field position at the 45-yard line of Scott City, but the Beaver defense forced the Falcons into a 3-and-out at the Scott City 40-yard line. The Beavers would take over at their own 13-yard line, but they were able to move the ball down the field, and it would start off with a third down and one play that gave Scott City the longest play of the night.
Third and a yard for the 22-yard line for the Beavers with 5:25 in this third quarter, down 28-7. Triangle split wide to the right. Wing T set up. Wing to the right is Carson Froh. King under center. Up the middle, there's a first down and more. Jace Thomas gets by 30, 35, 40. 45, Thomas to midfield, Thomas to the 40, and he'll be shoved out of bounds inside the 40 to the 35-yard line by Nick Allen, and a nice run that time. A
couple plays later, though, Scott City would be at the 33 Riley County, and the turnover bug would come back and bite the Beavers for the first time in a few games.
Beavers have used up nearly 3 minutes, but down three scores. Two receivers split to the right, tight end left side, shotgun for King. He's got Culp and Thomas to left and right of him. Be a carry. Or no play fake. They're going to go to the end zone here for Isaac Trango through double coverage, but it's underthrown and picked off. Here's across the 10, 15, 20, Koenig to the 26-yard line. And King's first interception thrown in a long time since the Smoky Valley game in week 6.
You almost wonder if the wind may have knocked that down. I'll have to look back and see that, but King's first interception thrown since week 6 of the Smoky Valley game. And that was the first turnover by Scott City since the opening quarter of week 7 against Colby. So pretty good run there that came to an end there. But unfortunately, Riley County would get the ball, and they would have it at their own 28-yard line. And with 4:18 to go third quarter, they would move the ball down the field. We'll pick up with that in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.